Canning fruits and vegetables at home. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Families have been home canning for generations, and the practice remains popular, especially with more people planting backyard vegetable gardens. But more home canning also brings people new to the process. John Burr of the Oregon Department of Agriculture's Food Safety Program says bacterial contamination can happen if home canners don't know the right steps.
Obviously, the biggest bacteria of concern is botulism, and that can be deadly if products are not cooked to the right temperature and time and under pressure.
Ingesting this toxin can lead to paralysis or even death. The only sure way of protecting low-acid home canned foods, like most vegetables, is to prepare the food by using a pressure cooker that can reach the appropriate temperature. Boiling water is not a safe method to ward off potential botulism.
One thing we don't want people to do is to wing it. We want people to follow some well-written instructions from a credible source. There are some good sources at the local level through your county extension service.
Botulism outbreaks are attributed to home canners who do not follow canning instructions, do not use pressure cookers, ignore the signs of food spoilage, or were unaware of the risk of botulism from improperly preserving vegetables. Burr stresses that there's no reason to fear home canning. It just needs to be done correctly. After the canning process, a visual inspection of a home canned product might provide an indication of problems. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.